The one-woman show, The Language of the Birds, Rosa Luxemburg and me, will be at the Acorn Theater in Three Oaks this weekend. The play is about two political activists separated in time. One is Rosa Luxemburg, a socialist revolutionary. The other is Lillian, a modern political blogger. Three Oaks resident and playwright Donna Blue Lockman acts as both women in the play.
I have never done a play where I'm portraying two women, which means they walk differently, they talk differently, they think differently on stage. They have a different air about them. And especially when I do this back and forth with Rosa and Lil, that's very intense. But whatever develops, we must keep going, even if our work does not produce immediate results. Well, it's getting a little late on the Earth's watch, Rosa.
Rosa Luxemburg was a Polish activist who advocated for socialism around the time Lenin was dreaming up the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia. But Lockman says Luxemburg and Lenin had different ideas about how socialism should work.
Lenin wanted communism, socialism, but he believed that it had to be governed from the top to the bottom. And Rosa said, that's just like the Tsar. I mean, it has to be from the bottom to the top. And Rosa had very wild ideas for her time. I mean, she believed that the masses, as she called it, you know, the people, can, if they're educated enough, they could figure it out.
Lockman spent 3 years in Berlin doing research on Luxemburg, talking to historians and people she knew. In Lockman's play, Rosa Luxemburg is serving out her 4-year sentence in jail during World War I, only a few years before her assassination in 1919. Though Rosa may be unfamiliar to many of us in the U.S., Lockman says thousands of people place red carnations on her grave on the anniversary of her death.
The thing that connected me to Rosa, which is why people love Rosa so much, is Rosa was a revolutionary with a human face and a big heart. She was an ornithologist, a botanist. She knew everything about birds. She thought she could talk to birds, like King Solomon.
Lockman also used Rosa Luxemburg's own writings to make Rosa's parts in the play. While Rosa is an activist, Lockman says Lil is more of a rebel couch potato.
She thinks she's an activist because she's blogging and getting news, and she's pretty successful at what she's doing. But as her boyfriend says to her, you think you're an activist, but you're a collectivist. You're online all the time. You're not really going to marches. You're not really going out there. You're clicking a slogan on Facebook, or you're just, you know, clicking, 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 all in the safety of your own home, and you're not going anywhere. But I'm scared of big change. I don't want to be around when it all falls apart, when everyone has to own a gun to protect their own vegetable garden. Who wants that? Isn't it possible to have revolution without disruption?
Lockman says seeing how Lil changes in the play might inspire a few people in the audience to become activists themselves.
It's about, please, take some time to understand what's going on in the world so you can vote and help make it a better world. You know what I mean? Not only vote, do other things too.
The Language of the Birds, Rosa Luxemburg and Me, will be at the Acorn Theater in Three Oaks this weekend,